Section. Introduction. In this section, we explore the field of robotics and the two main approaches used to tackle complex tasks. One approach involves using modular hierarchical policies that use layers like symbolic planning, trajectory generation, and tracking. The other approach uses end-to-end policies that directly connect sensory observations to actions through neural networks. The goal is to combine human-like reasoning with the flexibility of human motor control. The rise of large language models, LLMs, has sparked interest in hierarchical control architectures. Recent studies have replaced high-level symbolic planners with LLMs, achieving impressive results like rearranging objects based on instructions. However, hierarchical architectures still face challenges such as the need for clear control primitives and layer interfaces. To address these issues, we introduce latent codes as bridges, LCB. A new policy architecture that merges modular hierarchical designs with end-to-end learning. LCB can utilize LLMs for high-level reasoning and pre-trained skills for low-level control, enhancing them through end-to-end learning. By introducing an <ACT>token at the interface layer to adjust low-level policies, LCB overcomes the limitations of relying solely on language. We tested LCB on tasks in Language Table and Calvin, outperforming baselines that use LLMs for sequencing low-level skills with language interfaces. Regarding related work, the use of LLMs in robotics has gained attention due to their ability to interpret prompts and perform reasoning. Previous studies have explored using LLMs for high-level reasoning in hierarchical control architectures, often through few-shot prompts or interaction with users via language. In contrast, our work focuses on fine-tuning LLMs through learnable latent codes for end-to-end learning, surpassing methods that use LLMs without modifications. Additionally, to enable complex tasks requiring multi-step planning, we combine simple, language-conditioned policies with LLMs in a hierarchical system. The trend in robotics is to repurpose large models originally trained for vision or language tasks. Our work builds on multimodal large language models, extending text-only LLMs to interpret vision data. By training our LCB model on embodied reasoning tasks, we aim to create generalist models adaptable to new domains with minimal training data. Section summary. In this section, we introduce latent codes as bridges, LCB, a novel policy architecture that combines modular hierarchical architectures with end-to-end learning. LCB leverages large language models, LLMs, for high-level reasoning and pre-trained skills for low-level control, enhancing them through end-to-end learning by introducing an <ACT>token at the interface layer. Through empirical testing on long-horizon tasks in Language Table and Calvin benchmarks, LCB outperforms baselines that rely solely on LLMs for sequencing low-level skills using language as the interface layer. Section. Method. In this section, we aim to create a hierarchical policy structure that allows robots to carry out various manipulation tasks based on natural language instructions. Our goal is to handle both detailed actions like pushing and 6D object manipulation, as well as reasoning and planning tasks without explicit step-by-step guidance. Before introducing our approach, we review two other methods and their limitations to provide context for our strategy. These methods are illustrated in a figure. The first method involves using predefined skills where robots plan tasks by utilizing a set of predetermined skills or APIs. However, this approach has drawbacks. Firstly, the skills must have clear meanings attached to them for the robot to plan effectively. Secondly, the set of skills is limited to a fixed vocabulary, restricting the robot from learning new skills. Additionally, this method requires advanced coding skills, typically found in commercial models like GPT-4. Moreover, fine-tuning the system end-to-end is challenging as the robot cannot adapt well to new or limited skills. The second method focuses on using language-based instructions for low-level policies instead of a fixed set of skills. These policies can understand simple commands like pick up the red block and generate actions to complete the task. While this approach theoretically allows for generalization to new instructions, it also has limitations. Not all complex tasks can be easily broken down into simple language commands. Additionally, fine-tuning the system end-to-end with this method may compromise the robot's planning and reasoning abilities. Our method, on the other hand, addresses these limitations by introducing a latent code as a connection between the high-level language model and the low-level language-based policy. We enhance the language model's tokenizer by adding a specialized token, less than ACT greater than, to prompt the model to predict this token when given actionable questions. The embedding of this less than ACT greater than token serves as a latent goal for the lower-level policy network, enabling the transmission of abstract goals and details that are challenging to express through language alone. By incorporating this learnable token, we maintain the language token space, preventing loss of important information during fine-tuning. More specific details about our architecture and implementation are provided below. Section summary. In this section, we propose a hierarchical policy architecture that empowers robots to execute various manipulation tasks based on free-form language descriptions. Our method introduces a latent code, less than ACT greater than, to bridge the gap between high-level language models and low-level policies, enabling the transmission of abstract goals and nuances crucial for task execution. By incorporating this learnable token, we maintain the embedding space for language tokens, preventing loss of essential information during end-to-end fine-tuning. Section: Data Processing. In this section, we focus on data processing. We need various datasets for the LCB framework to work effectively in carrying out language-guided actions in different situations. To achieve this, we collect and pre-process data to create a small training dataset. This dataset is designed to train the model to understand and respond to direct action requests in a conversational manner. We generate text data in a chat format using templates to simulate user-assistant interactions. These templates help the model learn to handle different types of requests and engage in dialogue before taking action. Additionally, we enhance our training data with other datasets that prompt specific behaviors from the language model. For example, we use reasoning data where the model is given abstract goals and needs to reason about the situation to achieve them. By framing examples in a chat-like setting, the model learns to explain its reasoning process before executing commands. This approach helps the model handle tasks that require planning and executing multiple steps to reach a goal. By training the model in stages and providing context from previous actions, we enable it to adapt its actions based on the task's progression, allowing it to handle evolving objectives effectively. Through this dataset strategy, our model becomes a versatile tool capable of understanding and performing a wide range of language-guided actions. Moving on to the training process, we combine techniques to integrate the large language model, LLM, and policy components in the LCB framework. We use low-rank adaptation, LoRA, to fine-tune the LLM efficiently. Initially, we adopt a cold start approach for policy training by freezing the action decoder and focusing on fine-tuning the language model first. This phase aims to align the embeddings produced by the LLM with the policy's feature space. To ensure this alignment, we include an additional clip loss to regulate the latent embeddings, making sure they match the lower-level text descriptions of the objectives used for training the policy. Next, we evaluate the performance of LCB across various environments and tasks to showcase the effectiveness of combining a pre-trained large language model with a domain-specific, pre-trained low-level policy. Our main goal is to assess the policy's capabilities, particularly its understanding of high-level language and control at a low level. Through our experiments, we aim to address several key questions, such as whether LCB can bridge the gap between the LLM and the policy more effectively than using language alone, if it can leverage the pre-trained LLM to solve long-term tasks by breaking down high-level goals into step-by-step commands, and if it can outperform other methods using advanced LLMs like GPT-4V. We conduct these evaluations in different settings, including reasoning tasks and long-term planning tasks, using benchmarks like LanguageTable and Calvin. In the evaluation on the language table benchmark, which simulates tabletop manipulation tasks, we observe that LCB can adapt a pre-trained LLM and policy seamlessly, leading to success rates that match or surpass the baseline approach. This adaptability is attributed to the flexibility in the latent representations allowed by our method and the additional capacity provided by the language model. We further explore complex language tasks that require reasoning and planning abilities, comparing different approaches to see how they perform. The results show that LCB demonstrates competence in handling tasks that involve long sequences of actions, outperforming baselines that rely solely on language interfaces. This success is due to LCB's ability to generate coherent sequences of latent action embeddings that guide the policy effectively through tasks, ensuring better alignment with the task's sequential nature. Section summary. In this section, we focus on data processing for the language conditioned behavior, LCB, framework, which requires carefully curated datasets for effective language-guided action execution in various scenarios. We tailor data collection and pre-processing to create a small instruction tuning dataset, converting in-domain text conditioned policy data into chat interactions for LLM assistance. By generating chat data using templates and incorporating additional datasets for specific behaviors, we train the model to understand and respond to direct action requests, enabling seamless transitions from dialogue to action and enhancing its ability to manage tasks with evolving objectives. Section. Evaluation on Calvin. In this section, we will discuss our evaluation on Calvin, an open-source simulated benchmark tailored for learning long-horizon tasks linked to language. The environment includes a robotic arm with a gripper, placed on a desk with various furniture and objects for interaction. The robot is tasked with solving a series of complex manipulation tasks guided by real-world physics and language instructions. Each task is associated with a specific instruction, and upon successful completion, the robot moves on to the next task with a new instruction. Calvin consists of four environments, A, B, C, and D, with a common set of instructions and tasks. To showcase the generalization abilities of LCB across different environments and its capacity to understand and act on varied instructions in the Calvin setting, we compare three approaches: RoboFlamingo, RF, 3D Diffusion Actor, 3DDA, and LCB. RF fine-tunes the cross-attention layer of OpenFlamingo to output actions directly, focusing on language comprehension but requiring re-execution of the entire model for each new task. 3DDA utilizes a diffusion policy with 3D scene representation and clip language embedding, achieving state-of-the-art performance on Calvin with standard language inputs but struggles with instructions outside its training data. LCB combines a pre-trained LLAVA model with a pre-trained 3D diffusion actor, leveraging the strengths of both models to excel in language understanding and manipulation tasks. In our experiments on the Calvin benchmark, where the robot performs tasks in unfamiliar environments based on new GPT-4 enriched instructions, LCB outperforms all baselines in task success rate and average trajectory length. Our results demonstrate the effectiveness of our approach in handling long-horizon, language-conditioned tasks in diverse environments.